You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for us to bust out a trending report. What in the world is trending? One thing we can talk about is school getting underway in Colorado, but is it for many school districts? They are talking about a massive shortage of teachers. In some school districts, 60% fewer than they have had. And so suddenly there's all sorts of talk about raising taxes to try to get some money to hire some new teachers. There are school districts that are delaying the start of their preschool because they don't have the staff.
I was watching the story about that today, and yeah, the parents are like ready to pack up their kids and go to school, and they got an email like the night before, and they're like, hey, we got to postpone a week. Like,
right, we just don't have the people.
Great. Yeah, I know at my kid's school, one of the schools, one of the teachers just like quit, essentially. She moved to a different school, and it was like, well, now we're down a teacher, and yeah.
It's a thing, man.
It's a thing for sure.
Speaking of school, let me jump in here with a funny little story out of Scotland. There's an area over there that's well known for cranking out sets of twins. When school starts there in just like another week or a couple of weeks or so, they say they'll have 17 new sets of twins arriving.
Oh, boy.
In this small town. And that's not even the record. A few years ago, they had 19 sets of twins. They just have a bunch of twins. The place is called Inverclyde, but now people are referring to it as Twinverclyde.
There's a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to see it. They lined up all the kiddos and took pictures of them. And
yeah,
I feel for those teachers.
Photo.
It's like, how are you going to keep track of these kids? They all look the same.
We were talking yesterday about the Tui family being sued by Michael Orr, the football player from The Blind Side. And, of course, as usually is the case with these things, he got all the attention and his side of the story. Now the Tui family is coming back out saying, no, that's not exactly the way this went down. In fact, they're claiming that Michael Orr has been trying to, quote, shake them down for millions of dollars for several years. In fact, they say this is multiple times that he's come to them and said, hey, I'm going to release some bad news about you. Why don't you give me $15 million? They say they are heartbroken over all of this. They have been upfront with everything. And they also say they have been putting money into accounts for Michael and his children this whole time. I don't know. It's like we were talking about yesterday.
I don't like this at all.
Let's wait and see when the dust settles. There are complete morons out there who are pushing for Sandra Bullock to return her Academy Award.
Which is stupid. That's just stupid. She has nothing to do with this.
She has nothing to do with it. It was a fictional account of what happened.
She's going through her own hard times because her lover, or whoever that was, just recently passed.
Her partner of many years died of ALS.
So it's
she's
like,
going through heartbreak right now. This whole canceling thing is getting out of hand.
I do like how they pointed out that this family is worth hundreds of million dollars without Michael's money, so they don't need his money. They don't need to squeeze him, essentially, is what the story says.
It's a mess. I kind of want to see now what happens. If it turns out that he was trying to shake them down, this is going to get really ugly.
This is going to make for another awesome movie.
The sequel.
Yep, The Blind Side 2, The Shakedown.
We've talked about this before, that we don't think it's surprising to find out that men are usually in a relationship between a man and a woman, that it's generally the man who says, I love you first. And now they've done research with thousands of people over multiple countries. How many? Seven countries, to find out if it's just an American thing. But no, it seems to be global, that men are the first to say, I love you. It takes the average guy 107 days into dating. It takes women 122 days. Another couple of weeks before the women are ready to say it. Dudes, be quickly saying, I love you.
Oh, yeah. God, I probably said it 400 times before Nick Nack said it to me.
Yeah, we know why.
With the sweet, sweet loving, Dom.
Yes.
I truly did love her, though. I made her mixtape or CDs and everything.
Yeah.
Still has them in a box.
You know what you wanted.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny to me. You know how in the Indiana Jones movies, Indy is afraid of snakes?
Yeah.
So now Harrison Ford has had a new species of snake named after him.
I tried pronouncing this. I couldn't do it.
Let's see. Takaminotis Harrison 40.
Takaminoides. Yeah.
Takaminoides Harrison Fordi.
Yeah.
16 inches long, yellowish brown with black splotches on it. They actually named it in his honor because of his work with environmental advocacy.
Well, that's nice.
I thought it was because he was afraid of snakes in the movie.
Hmm.
He also has an ant named after him and a spider named after him.
You know you've made it win.
What do I want named after me?
A Hot Pocket.
That's yours. Jeremy's going Hot Pocket. Let me think about that. That could be a poll question.
What
would you like named after you?
A condiment of some sort.
Not bad.
Your boys. Mix 100.
All right, so if you're feeling bad about yourself and you're kind of down in the dumps, I have an easy fix for you. Find a neighbor and talk to them. So there's this new poll out this morning finding that the average adult greets about 5 neighbors a day, which I'm trying to think. That's probably what I do. And
so greetings, you just got to say hello.
Hey, neighbor. You know, I would say if you greet them, there needs to maybe be a little bit of conversation in there, too, for this to take hold. But they said greeting a neighbor is connected to a higher sense of well-being. So you essentially just get a little bit more out of it than just being friendly. You're just kind of, you got a little bounce in your step when you walk away. They say that the average person's well-being steadily increased for each neighbor that they greet it every day. But there's a cutoff. Once you hit 6, you've reached your limit. You're not going to get any more benefit out of it. You're tapped out at that point.
That's what we call the law of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
So once you get to 6, you don't need to greet any more people.
But you hit 7, it might just start to get annoying. You're like, oh my God, I got to go in and unload my groceries.
You know, the interesting thing about this study, and it's so true, is that there's such a disparity in ages. Like, young people don't greet neighbors. Older people do greet neighbors.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
When I am on the trails or on a walk in the neighborhood or whatever, I can almost guarantee that if somebody is under, appearance-wise, the age of 30, they do not make eye contact, they do not wave, they do not say hello. Everybody else, a wave, a saying something. It's interesting that until you reach a certain age, you don't want to even make eye contact with people around you.
Leave me alone. Yeah, it's so
true.
That's
what it's like.
It's so true. Yeah, it really is. We've hit the neighbor jackpot. I mean, I talk to so many neighbors every single day. I mean, it's almost to a point, honestly, where it's too much. It's too much neighbors sometimes. It's like I truly do have to get inside, and I can't stand outside and talk to you for, 20 minutes.
Listen, you're talking to the guy who's always maintained that sometimes there's too much communication in relationships, and too much communication in neighborhoods.
I know my neighbors listen. I like talking to my neighbors, but sometimes I pretend like I'm on the phone so I can get inside. I just want to let you know that.
There's a sweet spot, though.
No, there is a sweet
spot. I agree with what the study is saying.
There truly is.
It's funny, but you're going to reach a point where you're like, I don't need anyone.
I got to get inside. Don't talk to me, please.
And before we start getting text messages from people who say, "Dumb, I'm 23, I agree, people." I'm speaking in general terms, not you specifically.
Well, if you do,
but let's
thank
face it,
you. If you are 23 and you do that, great.
Yeah, thank you very much. But if you go out on a hike, I'm telling you, it is age broken down. It just is.
Well, I mean, even for me, when I'm talking to my neighbors who are more my age, and one of their kids comes out that is younger to get in a car or something and leave, and you say hi to them, they just like look at you and they don't even speak, and then they get in their car and drive off. So, for sure, this is spot on, 100%. I don't know why. I don't know why. Why is
that?
We'll
let people plug in their own reasons.
All right. So anyway, there's that going on. So talk to your neighbors today and feel better about yourself. Hooray. Hey, I have some exciting news in the world of tampons, Dom. There's a new spiral-shaped tampon that just got approved by the FDA. This is kind of cool. It was two
Does
students.
Does that make it better?
I'll get
better
into that.
Absorbency?
I'll get into it. Hold on.
I'm just curious.
I know you're excited.
You teased me.
Students,
I gotta know.
Two students at Stanford, Greta and Amanda, they came up with this for a class project. They say that the tampon has really not been upgraded in about 90 years. We're not talking about the applicator portion. It's the cotton part, the tampon itself. Okay. Now, yes, the ones right now have vertical grooves that run lengthwise on it, which could lead to seepage, let's say, and it's not as absorbent. So the grooves spiral around it like a screw, and they say that's going to make it absorb more evenly and less likely to leak. Cool thing is they got 11 patents here in the United States, so other brands can't use the design. They say the spiral tampons should be available by early next year, and they're going to dominate the market with this. They're going to make a ton of money out of a simple redesign, you know?
I can't believe what I just said.
Don't say clean up, I know.
I'm sorry. They are going to make a ton of money.
They really are. I did a little more research. I looked up the torque specs on that. You do have to crank it down, though, about 25 foot-pounds. You really got to really got to crank it down, so just so you know. Hey, here's some Madonna updates. I guess she has now rescheduled the dates for her celebration tour because, you know, it was postponed in June because she had that bacterial infection. She's kicking it off in Europe. Who cares? The North American leg begins December 13th in Brooklyn. Several shows have been canceled, but as of right now, it looks like she's still going to be here March 19th at Ball Arena.
Excellent.
If you want to see Madonna shuffle around the stage in her Dr. Scholl's.
And you, you know why I plugged in a Madonna song for After Trending?
Why?
Do you want to know why?
Oh, I know why.
Today is her 65th birthday.
It's your birthday.
Madonna turned 65 today. Yeah. She's still got it, man.
She sure does.
So I'm going to play
kinda.
Some Vogue in just
kinda
a few minutes.
Still got it. The funniest movie.
Did you say kind of?
Kind of. The funniest movie performances of this century list is out. I do just want to give an honorable mention to number three on the list, Will Ferrell in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Solid number three on that. So congratulations to Will Ferrell. And real quick, here's your Fat America. It may be 95 degrees all week, but Duncan says it is officially fall. Today's the day that Dunkin' is releasing all their pumpkin spice lattes and something called the Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, which I could not order just because of the name. And then all their donuts and stuff are coming out. It's pumpkin spice time, Dom.
How much longer is this going to be a thing?
Forever.
Forever?
Durr.
All right.
My little nutty pumpkin coffee. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Dom, you're going to roll your eyes at this, but I found it so entertaining today. There's a new viral prank right now where people are surprising their significant other by cracking an egg on their forehead. So they're just sitting in the kitchen minding their own business. Maybe the husband's on a laptop. Wife walks over, cracks an egg on his head, and drops it into a bowl and starts scrambling it. And just to see the reaction of the people getting hit in the head with the egg is damn
gotta watch this, actually.
Funny. It's on our Facebook. I'm Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
That is what's trending with your boys in the morning. All right, so she's rescheduling tour date. She's coming to the Mile High City next year. And today, she turned 65.
Whoa!
She's officially a senior. And she's on with your boys in the morning. Mix 100 and your boys play Madonna. When that song came out, she was 31.
Really?
Today she turned 65.
Dang.
Wow. You're old, Jeremy.
Getting up there, huh?
Yeah, you are.
Clock keeps on ticking.